With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Julie Walker reports some who hope to witness today's total solar eclipse may see the sun obscured by clouds instead of by the moon.
Meteorologists predict that eclipse day clouds could blanket parts of the path, which stretches from Mexico and Texas through Maine and parts of Canada. Forecasters say the northeastern U.S., particularly northeast Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine, look like they have the best chance of clear skies, along with central Arkansas to southern Indiana. As for the clouds, forecasters say they may obscure the best views in upstate New York, along with Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden will be in the upper Midwest today to propose a new plan to ease student loan debt. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president is coming here to Wisconsin to highlight a plan to reduce the amount of student loan debt for millions of people. It's part of his administration's effort to move past the Supreme Court decision that stopped the president's first student loan forgiveness plan. Both presidential campaigns are putting an emphasis on Wisconsin, a battleground state that Joe Biden won by only about 21,000 votes in 2020. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's an important step toward the full reopening of one of the nation's main shipping lanes. The removal of the containers from the deck of the Dolly will continue this week as weather permits. The bridge collapsed back on March 26, killed six workers. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow ahead 15 points, and the NASDAQ is gaining 28 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is shrinking.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers passing a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action. That's a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt this idea last year. This is SRN News. When this banker speaks, people listen.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, one of the nation's most influential bankers, tells investors he continues to expect the U.S. economy to be resilient and grow this year. However, he worries that geopolitical events, including the war in Ukraine and the Israel-Gaza war, as well as U.S. political polarization, might be creating an environment that may pose risks that could eclipse anything we've seen since World War II. Rich Thomason reporting.
The future of Uber and Lyft in Minneapolis has garnered concern and debate in recent weeks after the city council voted last month to require the ride-hailing companies to pay drivers a higher rate while they are within city limits. Uber and Lyft say they will stop serving the Minneapolis area when that ordinance takes effect May 1st. The city might reconsider the ordinance it passed. More details at SRNnews.com.